Then he went back to Damascus, where he was headed. On the road to Damascus is when Paul was converted. You know, and that's the thing, is that ultimately, a good, an apostle, a teacher, does not rely on things received of other people. They have to be received directly from Christ. And an apostle, in that sense, is almost, it always is someone who is instructed directly by Christ. And every teacher, Paul says, you don't have need in the Thessalonians that any man teach you, because God himself is your teacher. Okay? And ultimately, every believer, every teacher, prophet, whatever office they are in the church, part of the body, they need to be looking to be instructed by Christ. Not that the men who preach God's word aren't like, right now, I'm teaching you. Well, Paul, aren't you undermining your own? Well, as much as I am teaching, as the apostles taught, then you are receiving it from Christ. But see, it's true. But when you are hearing it from me, okay, now you're relying on flesh and blood. So you have to be diligent in the things that you're hearing. Ultimately, once you have I had something in my teeth. But at one point in my life, I needed teachers. I had teachers. I learned. But then the process of time comes, and then what happens? Well, I realized, as I continued studying, that I didn't agree with my teachers. And I continued to study without them, and seeking it through Christ, after I'd had a foundation laid of at least general understanding of the Scriptures, began putting more and more things together. And then God sends His Spirit. Oh, and that made all the difference in the world. Just like Paul, I felt like because I'd studied the Bible for at least over 10 years before the Holy Ghost came. And then it was like everything fell into place. Now, some people get the Holy Ghost first. They need to study to show themselves approved. You absolutely need to study. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, because we're all workmen. Every man's got to work in Christ. There's no free ride. Salvation is free, but it's like, you know, it's not free. It's in the sense it doesn't cost us anything to be brought into the grace of God, but the grace of God, the whole point of the grace of God is to put all these sort of demanding things, what I'm saying is there's these glorious and great exceeding promises and so on that need to, they're going to be fulfilled in us. For a man to fulfill something like virtue, according to the law, would be very demanding and difficult. According to God, it's easy. But what I'm saying is these are profoundly great and worthy causes and gifts that are given to be an apostle, so to speak, all right? Now, it doesn't cost anything to become an apostle. I mean, the gift is free and of God. But every apostle has, you know, there's martyrdoms probably down the road. There's could be beatings and floggings. So it does, there are, you know, somewhat costs associated with it. Not that, but you can't buy it. You can't go out, see the point is, you can't go out and suffer and die. You can give your body and do all these things. I can go out and suffer. I can go do good works for the poor. I can do this. I can do that. But it can't make me an apostle. Only God can make me an apostle. God or a teacher or a prophet. God makes us something. And then being that causes these other things, without fail, they will be in us. Suffering, works, all these things. And it's all through faith. Well, I made that clear. If it isn't clear now, it should have been clear from Romans. And so if you're having difficulty with that, you need to go study that. I'm not going to bring that up again, hopefully. I want to look back at verse 15. When it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb. See, predestination is throughout the Scriptures. There's really no, there. You can look up the word predestinate, chosen, but here we have separated. It means to set off. And, you know, and you think about it. Well, he was separated from his mother's womb, but it wasn't till he was an adult and he'd been zealous in the law and zealous of tradition that Jesus just struck him down. See, the way man looks at grace is this. Grace is Stephen. See, Paul was at the stoning of Stephen, and he held the coats of the men, and he consented unto their death. In fact, afterwards, after Stephen was killed, Paul sought letters so he could, like it says here, persecute the church beyond measure and waste it. I mean, they were people hiding because of him. Oh, the terror of him was going through the church as far as, like, this guy is after, out to get us. Right? He was consenting to Stephen's death. But Stephen gave the testimony of the gospel in front of the elders there and Paul. Now, according to the way man teaches grace, well, that was great. All Paul had to do was receive it. There was the preaching of Stephen. Paul should have, the way they want you to think of grace is that, well, the gospel's preached. And if you willingly choose to love God, well, then he'll be sure to love you back. Well, he already loves you, but he'll accept you if you accept him first. You got to accept him because he wants to accept you, but he needs you to accept him first and believe in him first. You got to do these steps, and then it, like, activates his grace. Wrong. Grace works this. God, from before the... It says there, according to the foreknowledge of God, meaning before you're even born, God knows what he's going to do because he has a will concerning you. He has a will concerning every single person. As it says in Proverbs, I think it's 16 verse 4. Was it 19 verse 6? Oh, boy. Yeah, I think it's 16:4. Well, you can look it up in a concordance. It says, the Lord hath created all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. God creates wicked. He creates good. He creates sinners who will become saints. But I'll tell you what, the gospel doesn't make anything like a sinner saint. The gospel makes you into a saint, which means a holy one. It makes you into a Christian, which means a little Christ, a little Messiah. Because at your words shall others be saved. At the hearing of your words. God called by his grace Paul, but he first separated him from his mother's womb before he was born. Because everything is from the mother's womb. You know, that is where man begins. Man's beginning is in the womb. Always when God wants to indicate the earth in the scriptures, anyone wants to indicate the earliest point in someone's life, it is the womb.